Would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to Warmest Podcast, episode 105.
105.
With Paul and Barry.
Hello, and today's episode is going to be talking about the Triwiz, and it should really be Triwiz 2018 Part 1. So this is the Before the Event podcast.
Before the event, the event's quite soon, because it's Thursday morning,
and
4 past 10.
And it's on Saturday.
Shay, Barry, today.
Yep.
Builders are finished, just on snagging, but I'm not expecting the snagging done this year. It's taken 27 months to do the work, so...
It's like negotiating Brexit for you, isn't it?
It's very much like it. It's gone longer than Brexit.
With more impact.
More impact on my life than Brexit. So, we're going to talk a little bit about the Triwiz.
Yes.
Expectations, lists.
Yes, indeed.
What we expect to see.
Yep.
Jana's winning. With
He is taking winners.
Yeah,
yes.
He never listens. I don't fucking care. The bastard. Oh, my fucking ogre's ripping a new one. But they won't.
They won't.
They fucking won't.
They'll get shot to bits.
My artillery will get removed by that wanky fucking spell with the fucking no standing sheep bullshit.
Yep.
For the love of Christ. what's the first on the list, fellas?
So, okay, what have we been doing? Am I starting?
Oh, yeah, as always. Paul's wide world.
I have two big things to talk about. I have my attendance at an epic tournament. And at some point in the future, there might well be a freebie episode. Well, they're all free, isn't it? But an additional episode just entitled about me talking to Steve Cole about Epic.
Well, you can certainly release it as a bonus episode, although the sound quality sounded a bit wank.
We had it with it all, because he's a busy guy, and all we had time was just to see what happens on Skype. And, it might happen, it might not.
Have you not done it then?
No, we haven't done it.
Can you use software?
Yeah. It was just simply to try and see what the fan. That was all. That was all we had time for.
Okay, good. I'll send you a link. Skype. It'll be fine as long as you use software.
So you might get that in the future, just because me talking to him about the Epic scene, which again, like, skip it if you don't are not interested, kind of attitude to a podcast, you know. And anyway, but yes, I played in the Epic tournament, and it was Dark Sphere in London. If anyone gets a chance to go to Dark Sphere, I would thoroughly recommend it.
It's a good place.
It was a fantastic shop with more stock than most places I've seen. Its stock was impressive. I could have spent hours just pouring at the shelves looking for things. And the table spaces were fine. It was all nice and comfortable. I played 3 games of Epic. I lost every one. But I won best sporting. And loudest. Now, in my experience of sporting events, which is lovely to win, because you could say it's the best one to win, but they never...
Well, it's just a renamed wooden spoon, isn't it?
No, somebody else did worse to me, because in my first game, it was against Steve Cole, the guy who taught me Epic, and I thought, he's using Marines as well, and I thought, I've got no advantage here. He taught me, he's using the same army as me, he's going to rip me...
Did he teach you everything he knew?
Well, he's going to rip me a new one. And actually, that was the closest game. It was mental. I came out swinging for the fences, and I was just like, right, I've got to come out, just go for him. And probably that's the attitude I should have had to the other games, I suppose. But it was really good. The dice helped me in one thing, because he tried an assault that should have really, really should have happened.
Right.
Like, he put Terminators into a firefight against my Assault Marines. And their Terminators have all the advantages.
Yeah.
But my Assault Marines won. Like, they actually, with their pistols, even shot down the supporting Thunderhawk, which made no sense.
What?
No, they weren't in combat, they were just, like, firing their pistols away. What did I do?
Did
I put a shell through glass that's capable of taking void? Space?
Fantastic.
Never mind. So that helped, but he did win, but he won by knowing the scenario a lot better than me.
There is one scenario.
So that was cool because, if I'd have known the scenario, if I'd have thought the mechanics of how to contest and hold and win the scenario, I might have even have won that game, and that would have been a massive, upset. If I'd beaten him, because I'd never won a game yet. Anyway, so I lost that. Rolled into round two. That was my... So my... I actually played someone with less experience than me, if you can believe it.
God.
With a borrowed army.
But he was playing the proper army.
He was playing squats. And
they were dwarves.
Yeah. And they had... It was a bad matchup.
Everything's a bad matchup for Marines.
I was like, there's nothing... As in, I don't see... I tried to really play the game cleverly. Like, committing stuff only into the third turn when it will finish. Because, yeah, his armies just seem to be huge compared to mine. This seemed a good answer. So he beat me. And I used the Marines' minability there, but it didn't matter on the last turn. He had gotten to the right places. And then on the third game was against an Orc player who just swamped me. But at least afterwards we could talk about tactics of subtleness of epic, which I'm still learning. You know, like he came in, like, I thought it was brilliant, like, because most flying formations, like flyers, are like three strong or two planes or something. Okay. Orcs can pull into nine into one formation, nine fighter bombers. So literally, I was like, I'm going to attack you with this squadron of this nine fighter bomber formation when the average is like two or three. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I shoot my anti-air. Yay, I hit one. Yay, it killed one. Well, the other eight still blaze away at me.
That's Orcsy.
And I was like, that was good. And then, yeah,
it's almost like when I played 40K, like long ago when I first learned it, you play Marines and everybody else is set up to beat Marines.
Yeah.
Because Marines are just like this vanilla in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And like everybody else is in an extreme.
And that extreme can trump your vanilla.
Yeah.
Anyway, I really enjoyed it.
Are you still playing Marines going forward, or are you
there is another list I'd like to try. Definitely, like you with the stuff I have. But since the Arthur Epic tournament, Jeff messaged me saying that he has come into. He's got a hold of Jeff, D&D Jeff.
Oh.
He got a lot of Epic, and he asked me if I would sell it on eBay for him. So I was like, yeah, sure. So I went around and picked it up, and he literally gave me a vacuum cleaner sized box of Epic.
It's probably come out of his dad's
lot. Yeah, it has. Yeah. And he's got stuff for six armies in there.
Oh my God. Jeff makes most orders look minor.
Like most of it is, it's all second edition Space Marine stuff, so older plastic stuff. But literally, I still haven't finished sorting out it into the relevant parts of the armies. So, like, I mean, I can easily do 10 Orcs, Imperial Guard. The SWAT stuff is definitely precious because that's quite rare. Original things on sprue. He wants me to sell it for him and I'll take 25%. That was what he offered. I was like, yeah, sure. But at the moment, it's still... I said to him, like, Jeff, it's going to take me a while to do because I've got to sort it all out first. You know, like into like its piles of stuff to sell because there's a lot of hidden value in there. Like certainly some of the old orc metals are like they're precious. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm going to do an Imperial Guard. Basically, I'm going to do now an army a list because you don't need much in an epic Armageddon list. You know, like I'm going to do a guard list because that I have to go back to basics and like here's my guard, here's where I stand, this is me. See if I can win with that way.
Guard.
Guard.
It was always going to be guard. You've got that big behemoth that you can't use, that guard.
Yeah, you can't use it.
No, it's too big.
The list I'd like to do is the air cav one, which apparently is very good, but like
isn't very good.
No, it isn't very good.
Oh, dear.
But it's fun. It's manoeuvrable, but not very good. But loads of Valkyries and Vultures. But I'll just do a generic guard. Steel Legion is what the generic list is, which is just like. Guard on foot, guard in chimeras, guard with tanks, see what you can do. Something of everything. Yeah. And the winning the most sporting gave me some credit, to get some more stuff. Yeah, which
so got some Lord of the Rings?
I got some, because I felt let's keep it into the same game system, so I got some guard stuff.
From where?
Oh, I'll tell you later. So I'm playing this epic event. Also, I went... Oh, no, that's the second, thing for War Master World.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll talk about that later.
Okay, yeah, you get a whole, Oh, no, that's the world of War Master.
That's not your trip to War Master. So I also, since we last recorded, went to Warhammer World, as part of a group of lads from the club. And
was stag do, was it?
But yeah, I mean, it was, but it was like the geek stag do. Like,
no drinking then?
No, there was plenty of drinking. Well, maybe not your standard drinking. You know, like,
a couple of shandies in the evening, playing Blood Bowl at Buckman's.
Yeah. So, but what was cool is I got, because I was just going to spend one night away, and I got on the Saturday, so that I played four different game systems, which was quite cool. I learned Adeptus Titanicus. I played Blood Bowl. I played Necromunda, and I did something else. And I can't remember it. Shadespire.
And it's all three in the same day.
Well, the thing is, Warmaster World. So say that again. Warhammer World. That's a really good place, isn't it?
As long as you live near Nottingham.
They do not charge you though. Like with the table that so. We played. I played two games of the Necromunda campaign that I'm part of because another guy from the club was there. One on the Saturday, one game on the Sunday. The game on the Sunday, we just took one of these tables, which is like you couldn't make that at home. Like it, I don't know how. Like a bespoke one piece table full of like platforms.
You couldn't do this.
It's like how could you? You couldn't make this good enough. You couldn't pull the money. You couldn't have the time. And it's like. And it's free. Well,
yeah, where would you leave it set up?
I don't know. That's the thing. If you gave you a charge on the door for something, then you'd be like, okay, maybe it's a bit, right. But the fact that it is free, I mean, I think it's so impressive.
And the food's good.
Yeah, food's
all right. And the drink's all right. Everything's all right. Just go and, if you're ever in any doubt, just go and do it. Just go and spend a day there. You can book a table for the day if you want in advance.
I mean, something. Oh, I didn't bring it along today to show you, but like something I really like the miniatures gallery, the museum, and they have put a book out of the photographs of their best stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I bought.
Was there some Lord of the Rings stuff there?
Yeah, there was. Yeah, there was a really good one of the Battle of Plenor Fields.
Right. Yeah, like, I don't remember that being there last.
No, it's new. You look at it all, and I'd happily look at miniature displays, whatever the miniatures were, if they were Napoleonics or whatever World War II, I'd be looking at it. Yeah, but I don't feel shortchanged to pay the money to go into the miniatures museum. And the fact of the whole venue, you just can book online. And they had a AOS doubles tournament going on. Not my cup of tea at all. But there were still plenty of tables around. Roscoe had booked out more than enough for us. And like this, aside from the fact that it's in Nottingham, which is about 2.5 hour drive away for us if there's no traffic. I mean. You can't knock it.
It's just a shame they won't let you run tournaments there. You know, like you can't make a tournament there. They only have their own tournament.
Yeah, I mean,
it'd be a great. But I guess they need their space for people to use.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I can understand why that would be the case. Because you think like, oh, you just get regular tables. Like, and this AOS tournament was on your regular battle board tables. You know, some scenery, like nothing special. But okay, well they're running in a tournament there. But you can use as a punter these some really incredible tables. Like one of them had one of the 40k tables had a down Titan on it, a Reaver Chaos Titan, just like exploded, like it's like so that's a model that's like however much they market it out and they just smashed it apart.
It's some bumps to them.
It's just like the fact that that's cool. You know, like
you wouldn't be able to do it at home.
No, sure. You couldn't. Yeah.
Right, good. Anything else, fella?
I have got this really nice point with my painting in that. I made the extra model units I wanted to use for the Tri-Wiz. I don't have any painting deadlines at all for anything.
Deadlines.
As in like, I need to have this ready for an event.
Right.
Yeah, I have nothing. So I have a load of projects on, like things I might choose. But it's quite a lovely place to be. I can just decide to paint whatever I decide to paint next and take whatever time I need to do it. I would have been at the club last night, sadly, but Andy cried off the game of Adeptus Titanicus, sadly. Hobbit Andy.
Yeah.
Had to work late.
Blood Bowl Andy.
Yeah, Blood Bowl Andy. I've been working on my maniple for that. So the basing's done, the underskin's done, they're all assembled. I just need some more magnets to magnetise the weapons and paint the colour on them. Yeah, the coloured armour panels. Because these big giant walking robots. But yeah, I learned Adeptus Titanicus at Warmerworld, and it's like, it's easy to play. Like, it's going to be a very nice game system. But playing it will decide like what kind of table do I want to make for it, you know?
Okay, cool, right. Well, I'll keep mine nice and short. All I've done is Lord of the Rings, isn't it? Apart from magic, there's always magic. So we've got some magic and we've got some Lord of the Rings. I won't talk about magic because it's not a magic podcast. Mm-hmm. Lord of the Rings, I play two games. I play Isengard.
Isengard?
I tried
Bed and Breakfast at Isengard.
I played Rid and Ollie.
Ooh.
I don't know if I've mentioned either of those. But the first game was against Ollie. He was playing Rohan.
For Rohan?
All mounted. So the cavalry charges are ridiculous.
Yep.
And the game consisted of me winning priority.
Yep.
And then him calling heroic charges.
Which is charging out of sequence.
Charging first.
Yep.
So I go, oh shit, I need to now counter this because if you charge me, I'm going to die. Because cavalry charging en masse ruins infantry, as you'd expect.
As you'd expect.
Because that's what it's to do. So then I call heroic charge with all my characters,
yep.
Try and counter it.
Yep.
And then you roll a d6.
Yep.
And on a 1-3, it's the bad guys. 4-6,
yep.
Good guys.
Yep.
And that happened 5 turns running, and yep. I lost all 5 rolls. And I used all my might from all my characters over the course of those 5 turns to try and prevent these cavalry charges. And I had priority every turn, and I lost the roll every turn. And I got slaughterized.
Slaughterized.
The only person that did anything in the whole game was Saruman managed to ping off Theoden's horse, and because he shot someone into Theoden, which was really clever, and the horse had just run off.
Yep.
So if he shoot Theoden, he could will it to stop.
Yeah.
Use a will point, but I shot something in and blasted him into Theoden.
This sounds very War Machine.
Yeah, it was very War Machine. It was very good. And it was just slaughter in the end.
Yeah.
Or Isengard. And then I played against Rid. Now, Rid, I thought I had the upper hand on.
Gundabad.
Mm-hmm.
So what list is he? So I thought
that because his orcs are shit.
But I thought that list was in this army book.
No,
it's not.
It's Hobbit book. It's not out yet.
Yeah.
So he's using an old.
Ah, okay.
Right. So I thought right. Apart from the fact he's got a fucking enormous troll, like his troll is
Gundabad troll
more than twice the size of my troll, but
yeah,
virtually the same point, and looks so much more intimidating.
Yeah.
So his troll ate my troll. So that's bad news for me.
Bad news bears.
And then I was killing his shit orcs with my crossbows and stuff on the way in. And then when we met, Azog arrived. Now
the white orc.
This prick is ridiculous. He ate my entire army on his own.
By himself?
By his fucking self. Because if you use might, if you call an action near him, he gets to call the same action for free.
Because he's
I win priority.
Yeah.
And then he calls heroic charge with summing.
Yeah.
Not Azog.
Yep.
One of his shit guys.
Yep.
I counter.
Yep.
And then Azog gets a free heroic charge. And then he goes in and fucking... He wins a priority roll, as always. Goes straight for one of my leaders.
Yeah.
Kills it, obviously, because this guy is fucking ridiculous. This guy.
Just roll better.
No, he doesn't need to roll better. He rolls like twice as many dice. And he's got more fight. He's got way more strength.
Yep.
He knocks me down, does double attacks. So he's doing like 8 attacks against me.
Yeah.
With more. Anyway, so I'm dead. And he's wounding on like nothing because he's Azog.
Azog.
And then he's holding heroic combat. So he kills that. And then he triggers that. It's once that combat goes first. Triggers and he goes and moves again and kills another character. In the space of like 2 turns, he ate out all my banners and characters. I was just left with nothing could even compete with this Azog or this troll. It was just like, it was just like a mincing machine. So I think I was hoping because I haven't played this in a while. You know, I used to play before it was even The Hobbit.
Yeah.
Was the last time I played properly, and that's the rule set I stuck with. The heroes can be quite obscenely powerful.
Yeah,
you need to find out. I mean, you're saying that Aragorn wouldn't stand toe to toe with this Azog. He'd get fucking vaporized.
All right, okay.
Because he's not the fight. His fight's not high enough, so it doesn't. A fight. The higher fight wins draws.
What fight is Azog?
Oh, like fucking 7 or something?
7? So he's better than Aragorn?
Oh, yeah. Shitloads better than Aragorn. He's got way more special rules. So the problem is, if you're fight 6,
yeah.
It doesn't matter what you do to your dice. If I roll a 6 or might up to get a 6, you've lost.
Yeah. Because it's, equal.
And you can't survive.
You can't behind a 6.
No?
Right, okay. 6 caps, yeah.
Yeah.
So if he rolls a 6, he's going to win.
Yeah, it's going to fucking hurt, and it did hurt.
Yeah.
And even his mount had 3 might.
Yeah.
The wolf. I mean, normal heroes only have three might. And it's fucking... The thing he's riding has got three might.
Well, kill that first, then.
The fucking thing's harder than him. So I swear to God, this aims a lot of points, but holy shit. It made me think, the only thing I could take, and I may take it, is a Balrog.
Oh my God, already.
But the base is so big, you're just never going to get it anymore. Yeah. They're just going to feed its chaff and just keep it in place.
A Balrog already? Oh my God.
Well, if you're going to play with stuff like goblins, goblins can't do anything. Yeah. Just
they can die, that's all they can do.
They die by the bucket full. Mm-hmm. It just kills like 10 a turn.
I've got my first game of rings tonight against Eric.
Are you, you're playing dwarves against dwarves?
I don't know.
That's what he's got.
Oh, and then I am.
But I don't know. Unless you're playing Uruks, because he doesn't like playing good on good.
Yeah, yeah, no, neither would I.
So he's playing Isengard.
And my set of Plenor Fields should turn up today. It's been out of stock. So, yeah, we won't...
I broke it down, because I was selling Ollie some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so cheap, I felt I couldn't charge him hardly anything.
What do you mean?
I sold him, like, 36 Moriana Orcs.
Yeah, Moriana.
Yeah, whatever the fuck they're called. And a Witch King.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, retail, that's about 80 quid.
Yeah, yeah.
I sold him for 20 quid, because I could only price it against what I paid for the box.
Yes.
I paid, like, $67.50 for the box.
Yeah.
The rule book's 20.
Yeah.
So split the good and evil in half. Mm-hmm. What's that? Like, 30?
Yeah.
Maybe 27. And I kept the fucking troll. So it's like, yeah, just have it, man. Because I'm not going to use them. I'm not running that army.
If you say not, yeah. You could give it to me.
I didn't even know you were collecting them. Well, you're going to sell them anyway.
No, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, fucking monster, sir. You're a monster. eBay monster. I've seen it.
We'll see.
There's you and those guys from China selling everything for 99p shipped. You'll be a business seller before we know it. That's your fourth job.
Oh, my God.
Business seller on eBay. Right, so Lord of the Rings is good if you don't know. If you want something to play with your kids.
Are you enjoying the game, Barry?
The hero thing is a big issue.
Yeah.
You'll see when you start playing against stuff like Azog, you go, how the fuck can I compete with this guy? You've got like heavily pointed heroes, so you could spend like 180 points on a hero, and he'll just go fucking one shot it, and that's, you're like, oh, hang on a minute. I need him.
Back up.
And he's the kind of douchebag that he's got, you know, like in Warhammer Fantasy, he used to have to challenge.
Yes.
He's got canon rules that make him, like, impossibly good in challenges.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, lives to kill other characters.
Yeah. It's like, the time of men is ended.
This guy. So, yeah, I was quite upbeat when I played Ollie, but not after I played Riv. It's like, I brought a knife to a gunfight. Now I need to go get a gun. Right, so Warmaster World is our next segment. This is like our bi-weekly, as it is at the moment, roundup of what's been going on in the wide world of Warmaster.
Oh, yeah.
There are some ogres kicking about. I think we've talked about it before. Jess Goodwin ogres on Kickstarter.
Yes, indeed.
You seem to think as many as 10 sculpts. I didn't read it, but there's some ogres kicking around on Kickstarter to match the ogres that GW made.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want some additional variety or you want some...
Yeah, I mean, there's
new stuff. Here we go.
It's very nice. Yeah, like, I'll be. I've backed a unit because. In fact, can we pull up the Kickstarter? Is like, see if it's.
I'll try and find it.
Totally funded. Yeah.
I'm sure it's funded. There wasn't very much money he was asking for, was it?
Mm-hmm.
What else we've got to talk about? We have some 10mm wizards, but I've actually got the name of the company. You haven't written the name of the company on your one.
No, I don't know. This is new to me. Mm-hmm.
What the fuck are they called? Can you carry on talking, sir, while I dig it up?
Yeah, cool.
What's the next one?
So, I mean, like, this 10 mil, this ogre unit is just simply, like, a really nice, expansion. Like, it's what someone's done. Like, I guess they, the fact that they bring it to Kickstarter and then make it a little production, it's like, that's awesome. It's like,
no, that's exactly what Kickstarter's for.
Perfect. Yeah. Like, somebody's like, I've made this for myself, or I'm making these for myself, and you know what, I can... cast them out and see if people want
Dark Fields is the name of the he's done a wizard and he's done some other stuff.
Can I see?
It just says Dark Fields. That's it.
No, is there a picture?
No.
Oh, okay, right.
Mm-hmm. It's just my notes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you follow the Warhammer Facebook page, you'll see these 10mm wizards shared on there, and also some of the other 10mm sites. There's like Mini Hammer, and I can't remember the other one. So if you go on that, you'll be able to find the Starkfield stuff, which looks, again, looks very nice. I don't know where he's going to sell them, but they look very cool. And then we had some messages from Chris Orr. We had Warbase's 10mm buildings, who are...
Oh, yes, yeah.
Is it Minifigs or somebody? The guy that do bases?
I don't know. Yeah.
Anyway, the brand is Warbases, and they're 10mm buildings. I think they're made out of MDF or...
They're lovely. Yeah, like...
And they were pretty cheap.
Yeah, they're definitely cheap. I mean, I can give an update when it comes to events. It gives an update on that. If I need to source some scenery just to populate a few more tables, at an event, that can be an easy done source.
And there's more, and there's more. Chris Orr was trying to organise. Now, there was a flank queue template that our friend of the show...
Alexander.
Yeah, from the LA area.
LA!
Sent us some flanking templates, and they were very cool. They were luminous, I use them at every tournament and every game. And Chris Orr was trying to arrange a bulk order of them.
Yeah.
So get on Facebook, find Chris Orr in the Warmaster Facebook group, and help him... create that order and share postage.
Yeah, it's basically just a very nice tool for Warmaster. Yeah. In the way that it gives you simple measurements, and it gives you the lines of sight of a unit. Basically it's a flankometer.
Everybody likes new toys.
Yeah, they do.
Eureka have released some new Lizardmen, although I can't remember the name of the name they use instead of Lizardmen.
Yeah.
Some new Lizardmen models, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Eureka are an amazing company based in Australia. Yep. They do 10 mil stuff, and their stuff is brilliant. A little bit pricey to get in the UK unless you get it ordered and picked up at Salute. Just because I don't think we have a trade deal between Europe and Australia at the moment, so I think you can get it. I think, it's quite pricey. And then we got some stuff from Chris Orr. Have you got the Chris Orr question?
I don't to hand. Can you pull it up? Shall I get it?
Yeah, if you get that, and I'll talk about the two things that just... So you sort the Chris Orr question. I've just posted up a couple of interesting questions on Facebook in the last few days. One of them was really good about cannons and how people... The common misconception of how you measure cannons.
That's right.
And where the bounce through happens. Because some people think the bounce through kind of... Turns into a straight line and goes backwards along the column.
The way I've always done this is the simplest way is what flank is the cannons hitting you? If they're hitting to the front, then it's directly behind. And it should be, because it should be, I just take whatever the causes the most effect to the opponent is what it does. So say your unit's getting shot in the front, and they're supported, and there's this random situation where there's two stands and then behind the unit. Well, it doesn't bounce through to nothing, it bounces through onto one of those stands.
Okay, well,
and that's the fairest way to do it.
As always, there's one of our Czech friends helps and sorts things out. On this occasion, it was Rad who said, it's quite simple. If you got a unit and it's shooting its nearest target, you find the closest point and you draw a line between the two closest points and extend that line.
Yeah.
And whatever that touches, so whatever you go through the stand, the first stand, and then whatever it touches within the 5 centimetres is what it's going to hit.
Yeah,
it's quite straightforward.
Yeah, I mean, perhaps a little fiddly. I mean, the way I've always
played, if it goes through corners and stuff, it goes through multiple. Yeah. It's going to sting. Yeah. The way
I've played the thing is that it gives all advantages to the attacker, so you get the same result. Basically.
Mm-hmm. I like Rad's explanation. So thank you, Rad. You can look on there. And there's also a thing about supporting charges that Revolutions is still bedding down, and we were playing this a little bit wrong.
We were playing it wrong.
I'm telling you, I've changed how I build my brigades.
Yeah.
So a supporting charge is if you've got a line on the front and then three columns behind, when that line initiative charges, potentially.
Yep.
You can take one of the columns with you as long as they can reach, and they can spread out and go into line, line behind.
So can you have a situation where you have a brigade made up of columns, one of them charges?
No, because they're not supporting.
Right.
The four columns would never support because it's to the side. It is support to the side. Well, I thought it had to be behind, but maybe it's even more fucking complicated than we thought.
Is it
a question, Justin? Because it's support to the side, but I thought you had to be behind. But it's an optional rule as well, because it gets even more complicated, isn't it? Isn't supporting charges optional? Hang on. To be fair, this rule set has only come out this year, so it will take a little while for everything to bed down and all the little heebie-jeebies to come out.
Heebie-jeebies?
Because the other rule system's 18 years old and people were still finding fucking things in there.
No, the sporting charge is not a optional rule. Okay. It is a core rule.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's core rule.
So, well, if you want to follow that online, that'd be quite an interesting one to follow. It only came up in the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
I thought you had to be behind, and I'm still sticking with that, but I didn't write the rule. Alice wrote the rule.
Yeah.
So it may be that you can be in column and take one of the guys to the side with you.
I'm just having a look, see if I can, like, find this.
Anyway, if you don't... I mean, I fucking hate Facebook, I've got to be honest with you. And every change they made to that fucking boxy thing makes it worse.
Grrr!
Not as like a regular Joe, just right. Doing your regular sharing your family and friends shit. But if you're trying to do anything business-wise on this piece of shit, like I've got three pages I manage. I've got the Warmest of Podcast page, yeah. I've got my Magic Club page, and I've got Blackgate Miniatures page. And it's just fucking awful.
Blackgate Miniatures.
It's just shit. The templating shit. Things you've got to include on the page are shit. The notifications are shit. The fact that I get more...
Barry, are you being annoyed?
I get more random spam than I get real stuff. Yesterday, somebody from fucking Skegness posted that they're looking for a gig. Some ABBA tribute band. Where the fuck are you contacting me on Facebook? What the fuck? And was there any way to block them? No.
Right, anyway, enough of that shit. I'm going to read you the supporting charges.
Oh, well, maybe it'll answer the question.
Supporting charges, page 44, Warmar combat of the combat phase. During the command phase, a unit is allowed to make a supporting charge if it is positioned behind another so that at least one stand could theoretically support in combat from the rear. Yes, so you can't,
right.
So you can't be column.
Yeah, that's it.
If the unit in front charges, whether on initiative or by any means of an order, then the second unit can also make a supporting charge. It can do so whether the first unit charged on initiative or with an order, or whether the second unit was not included in the brigade order.
Now that is interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you could just order the front unit of a brigade.
Yeah, front stand.
And that goes in and can pull something with it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Note that the second unit might have more or fewer stands than the charging unit, or it could have some stands positioned to give rear support and some not. Regardless of how stands are positioned, only one unit can make a supporting charge on behalf of another. There you go. It's not possible to place two units in such so they could both make supporting charges. In such a situation, the player must choose which will make the supporting charge. A supporting charge is a normal move, except the unit to making the supporting charge must be placed so that it touches the first unit and at least one stand supports it, either from the side or the rear. No stands can be placed into touch with the enemy, neither the edge contact or corner to corner. The supporting charge is a special kind of combined move. The supporting unit's move is rolled into that of the charging unit and is considered part of it. The charger can be thought of as carrying the supporting charger with the same order. If the unit is unable to move for whatever reason, if it is confused, for example, or if it does not have sufficient move distance to move, if it's a regular formation, for example, then it cannot make a supporting charge. So, okay, situation. You have a unit in line in front, and units or column or lines behind. That unit in line in front does the charge. It can take one unit with them. It doesn't matter if there was just one stand supporting it in a column, it can come up. And if it's got the move, it can get full support. Obviously, you'll get one support at least because that one stand.
That's what I said at the beginning of the conversation.
And the way you can do it to be a bit more like hedge your bets is you place an order just with the front unit to try and do your move. If it fails, that's the only one that's affected that can't move again. Yeah, so you can still order the other three.
And if you had a unit at the front that was complete and a unit at the back that wasn't, and you don't want to order it as a brigade, you could order one at the front.
Yeah, and send the two stands or the one stand.
And then pull the damaged stand with you.
So there's little, but what you can't do is have column, because none of them are behind somebody else.
That's right. Muscle memory, that's called muscle memory. Right, wrong.
So we weren't wrong, we just weren't as right as we could.
I was right.
So we also have Christopher Orr has a follow-up to our...
Oh, this was a cavalry question, wasn't it?
So, 5 plus cavalry has no role unless the arm... Oh, sorry, this is your answer.
No,
so
ask the question, you haven't asked the question. Ask the question, then you give the answer. Surely, that's how life works.
Okay.
Yeah. So, question.
Oh, right,
I can tell you the question.
Okay,
why
so,
do 5
shut
plus
up.
Cavalry...
Like, So, next question would be, what general role does 5+ save cavalry have, especially the kind that cannot shoot and they will be more fragile in combat? So, we have created a role for light cavalry, 6+ armour save, cavalry. There's obviously a role for heavy cavalry.
He says, especially in lists that can take chariots.
Yeah, especially in a list where you can take chariots or heavy cavalry, what does 5+ armour cavalry
do? And what was my answer? I stand by it.
You said, has no role.
No role. And I want to say, it's just a shit version of the other two.
I say, there's more to that. Obviously, they're less points.
Okay, so, yeah. right. So
they can still... 5+ armour cavalry can still do all the things, all the bonuses cavalry get. Like, can't be chased by infantry. When they
really? Except for the flank.
Yeah, except for the flank. Okay, but they have... You know, and they're less points because they have less armour.
That's good.
So yeah. If you want cavalry on the cheap, that's their role.
Well, again, unless you can get access to chariots, and then why are you not taking chariots?
Because you can't find them.
Because
you can't buy them.
Because they're worth 10 times.
I think this example is only in chaos.
It's not just chaos.
But the thing is,
demons happen.
As a defensive measure, I'm going to say this, as a defensive measure, so if you had a brigade that is...
There is a worse defensive
measure. Shut up. Right, if you had a brigade that was 4 units of heavy cavalry, yeah, like, so 4+ armour.
Sounds good.
That's a lot of points.
It's 440.
So, and if you're hitting the flank, you're still going to lose. But your 4+ armour is unlikely to make you...
It's not going to save you.
It's not going to save.
It might slow you down.
So, if you had a brigade that was 5+ armour, 4+ armour, 4+ armour, 5+ armour, if they're hitting the flank, the cavalry on the side, you've got probably not much of a difference, John. You're still going to lose the fight in the flank.
Yeah.
But at least you're losing something that's less points. There's not really, like in the case of...
I don't know about that. That's like, sounds like, is it better to lose a 10-pound note or a 20-pound note?
Well, I'm saying, if you build that brigade, so I'd say that 2 units of Chaos Knights will just have just as much effect as 4 units of Chaos Knights would be attacking something to the front. Because you probably can't put in...
Well, I will counter that, because you might as well have fucking Chaos Hounds on the flank.
Well, you might as well, might you?
Yeah, so why are you bothering with these fucking horses? Just bring your 4-pound hounds.
Because if they're on the flank, they'll probably die out, as in 2 rounds of combat.
They're going to die anyway!
No.
I've seen knights dying 2 rounds of combat. Everything's going to fucking die.
But your 5+ armour cavalry, your Marauder cavalry... Might last 2 rounds of combat. Might not all be down 2 rounds of combat.
No chance.
They might do.
Listen, when was it recently I was playing? Phil Ewells.
Yeah.
He ate... What was that? I can't remember. What was I playing with? I was playing Empire. He managed to flank charge with 1 unit of squires and it...
Sloppy paper,
Mary. It was. 2 full units of fucking knights.
Went to squires.
Two units of knights went to flank charge of squires.
Oh dear.
Two.
No.
So you get 2 rounds to kill the first... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then you go into the next one, that's still 18, what's that, 9 plus 12, that's 21 attacks.
Yep.
On the second one.
Still beat you down.
How many attacks did I do back? Not all. Like eight over 2 turns.
If you have 5+ armour cavalry that can shoot, so like pistoliers, they're actually better.
You said not pistoliers.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying that they don't have a fucking role unless you've got nothing else to take.
Well, they're less points.
But it's irrelevant. That's points. You're not telling me that the 5-point upgrade for chariots would mean that you'd save those 5 points and take knights, whatever they're called.
That is an issue of chariots in general.
Oh, I'll save the 5 points. Take a 5-point sword of fate. That'll save me.
That's something. They can take that back.
I'll take a sword of fate. Oh, hang on. Each of these stands got a sword of fate for each combat on the charge. Fucking things. So I'm sorry, Chris. I don't know the answer for 5 or cap, but there is a. Not everybody should have access to knights. That's fair enough. Not everybody should have access to chariots.
No.
So some lists, this is the best you're going to get. Like Norse.
Yes, they're 5+ armour.
Yeah, so fine. This is what you get. Yeah. It's not meant to be the best.
Yeah.
It's just what it is.
Yeah.
If you don't have access to the other stuff, this is as good as it gets.
In Ancients, barely anything has 4+ armour.
Yeah, imagine these were faced like Widthways or whatever it's supposed to be in Ancients. Jesus. Lord help me, I'd rather have infantry.
Lord help me.
What are they doing? These cavalry base wideways, they're not doing anything.
They're not doing nothing. They're losing. Right, Yeah, so not a great answer.
So Paul came up with the solution of feeding that one. They're good when they got guns.
Yeah, I mean, like,
pistol is a good.
Okay, so in a chaos list, I suppose the only reason people really have them, I suppose, is because they can't buy chaos chariots.
Or you're playing with a lot of short hedgerows that the chariots yeah. can't get over.
Yeah, or the magic battlefield of a hedgerow, where it's just like, I can't get over!
Or plowed fields.
Who'd have thought? Like,
there are places that horses can go that chariots can't.
Yes.
But they're few and far between on a board, especially our kind of board.
Yeah.
So thanks for that, Chris. Sorry you didn't have a better answer, but I think it's just... the answer is that you use them if you have to use them. Otherwise, you don't use them.
Yeah.
Attention! If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today! Soft foam, hard cases.
Right, we're on the try with prep.
Woo!
It's only 2 days away. I better put those little bits. Paul's given me the stuff painted. But
yes.
I still haven't got around to putting the little bits of shit on the
bench. Do you want me to do that for you?
Well, maybe afterwards. It's in here. Well, you multitask anyway. You probably...
You want me to do that now?
No, because I want you to talk.
All right.
For the next 20 minutes, then we're done. So we got the list. Do you want to do your list first?
Yeah, I mean, it is a list that has been said before, I'm sure, on the podcast. So I am going to take Orcs and Goblins.
Good luck to you, sir.
I have painted...
You're not aiming to win, then.
Well,
I'm telling you now, you know.
It doesn't matter at this event, because I can win all my games and still not come first.
That's happened twice.
So it's like, yeah.
I'm telling you now, you are not winning.
No, I'm not. No.
Because the way this tournament is based is, if I remember rightly, and I normally do with this one, it's difference in vision points, and you're going to give away tons of victory points.
I will be hit.
And you will die.
And I will die.
And you will kill stuff, and they will kill you.
Yes.
And it will be a big bloodbath.
Yes.
And you'll probably lose.
Yep. Okay, so what I've done is I've painted up the stuff I needed to do, which was only actually a unit of Orc Warriors and rebased some of the characters in the way I liked to base them. That wasn't much. So I've got 6 Orc Warriors, 1 Black Orc.
Or, as I like to call them, Dryads. Are they Dryads in the Wood Elf list?
Yeah. Like, 6 Orc Warriors.
10 Dryads.
Yeah, 1 Black Orc, 4 Goblins, 1 Troll, 4 Boar Riders, 1 Wolf Chariot, 1 Wolf Rider, 2 Wolf Chariots, 2 Rock Lobbers, a Orc General, 2 Orc Heroes, 2 Orc Shamans, 2 Goblin Shamans, one's on a Wyvern, with a little sword effect.
That's the way to put it, that's the way to do it.
So,
and you found the room for 4 Shaman.
Yes.
You've got to take the cheese.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
You've got to
so I've got a breakpoint of 11, 21 units.
11?
Yeah.
That's not
my scouting value is 7 from the Goblins and the Wolf Riders and the Wyvern.
How many goblins are you deploying all the goblins in a little brigade at the back, are you?
Hang on. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes.
You're deploying the goblins?
What? As scouts? Yeah, if I win. Yeah.
What do you mean if you win?
What do you mean? Like, 7 is good, isn't it?
No, shit.
Well, that's alright. It doesn't matter, does it? What's the point?
If you deploy goblins as the second rank, like you do, you've deployed your whole fucking army. What's the point? You're not scouting anymore.
Two of them will be hanging around the rock lovers.
Okay, so you're only deploying...
2 of my little attack brigades.
Fucking 7 point scouts.
Yeah.
Against your high elf flame 15 or whatever the fuck.
Whatever.
21.
So, yeah, I'm asking a lot.
You are asking a lot.
But, I mean...
Hang on, so that means if you deploy... If you've pre-deployed your artillery as well.
Yeah, pretty much. So, but they won't know that.
They will know.
Anyway, I mean, going into this event, I am protecting like a winning streak at organised play. I think I've got 6 games on the row at the moment. Like, as in the past 2 events, I haven't lost a game.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to lose a game with Orcs and Goblins. Yeah, but I do, like, as I say, like, to win this event totally isn't an absolute. You can, like, it happens last time. Like, I won all my games, you won all your games, you came above me. So, and to do, to I guess, some of it, what I'm saying is, if it was an absolute event, like as in there was another round, there was going to be the final was the two winners playing off to beat each other, then I might have taken something else. But I haven't. I want to try Orcs and Goblins at an event. At least I can say I've done it.
Yeah, you want to take the tier 3 army to a tournament,
and have a go. Yeah, like,
have a go.
But also, it's, you know, it'll be fun. I enjoy using it.
It'll be fun seeing you using that general. The general. Who's worse than, like, everybody on the Skaven and Lizardman teams.
Well.
The general's 8, yeah?
Yeah,
good luck with that.
Yeah. But it's not, this is a good, I like this list, it's a good list to play. I like how to play it. It's because it's when you break up all these things into just the two units, it seems massive as a list. And
you can't remember people are going to bring proper shit, like 6 core ones.
I'll be trying.
Just smash.
Smash.
Next turn, smash.
Smash.
Good game.
Yeah. Well, if it happens, it happens. But, I mean, it's about time that... Because, I say, like, if I took like a high elf list or something, I'm like, I'm, you know.
Oh, you have to win then. That's the point.
Yeah, that's the point. Like with this,
you have
like,
to win.
Here, you're playing it for a bit of fun.
You could win with high elves.
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
so big picture stuff. I take this. I get smashed. Then the next time I'll be like, right, I'm gonna take something brutal. You know,
like Dark Elves.
Yeah.
With the 30-point thing that negates all those shit.
Anyway, that's what I'm taking. Orcs and Goblins.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking Ogres. Ogres.
Yeah.
And this is probably as competitive a list as I've managed to come up with, but we will see.
Mm-hmm.
For the first thing it is defensive, and I fucking hate defensive armies. I hate them. Because they make for really shit games when you play against somebody else that's defensive, and there's no incentive to do anything.
My list is, I'm not defensive.
No,
I'm not
at all.
Attack.
I'd much rather play an attacking list, but the problem is, in this scenario, which there are, which there is one, it kind of suits defensive armies.
Yeah, sadly it does, yeah. But that's why you should play scenarios.
Yeah, and which is why I've got to play this defensively. But the problem is, if I come against another defensive army, like the last two times I've used this list, I came against Bretonians with 2 Trebs.
Yep.
That was Ball Ache.
Yep.
And I came against Undead.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got loads of like artillery.
Yep.
So it was like 2 defensive armies just sat waiting for something to do
for
something.
Yeah, you know, grass to grow or something. Yeah.
Because like there was... very little incentive to be the one to attack.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're exposing yourself.
And you get into that no man's land.
You start peace trading down. Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see. Hopefully I don't get paired against too many empires or dwarves or...
I mean, like, something I'll say about the list I'm taking is that I want this one. It's like almost like I'm kind of... Even though there isn't a prize for both sporting, I'm trying to go for both sports. This is the kind of list... Like, also, like, I'd love to play against. Is it like, oh, cool, look at the Orc Goblin list. Look at that, let's have a go at it. What's your ogre list, Barry?
Right, 6 balls.
Yeah.
Because they're the best thing in the list, almost. 1 lead belchers who are now... I mean, they're cheap ogres, which is good, but they don't really do a lot anymore.
No, they have. Yeah.
They don't. They only got 3 attacks. They don't really. They're not really ogres anymore.
Yeah.
2 iron guts.
Yep.
They're good, but they're expensive. 4 noblies, who, unlike your gobloids...
Can't
do shit.
Who are just there to kush your break.
Exactly, but you have to protect them.
Yeah, of course you can't. They're liability.
They can't do anything.
No, my wolf riders will love getting
it. Anything. They can't do anything at all. Right, 2 Rhinox riders. Now, these boys do a lot of work.
These are the boys.
They do a lot of work.
You send them in, they're never coming back.
I think that rule's changed. I think we were playing that wrong. I think it'd be toned down. I think so. Maybe you should look. 2 scrap launchers, because I'm playing defensive.
Yeah.
Because I can't really go and take on artillery face on. What am I going to throw in?
Nothing.
I'd have to expose my general, because you've seen him in it, because I've only got 2 characters, to launch mammoth riders on a 3 order thing or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got 2 scrap launchers, we've got a tyrant, and we've got a butcher on a bull rhinox with a sword of might. And that is it.
Mm-hmm.
17 units, break of 9, which is pretty good, because those 9 are going to be hard to get.
To be less for ogres, definitely.
I mean, hopefully, those 9 are going to have to come from 6 bulls, 2 iron guts, and 2 rhinox. So you're going to have to get 9 of those 10. So that's going to sting, unless it's cannons and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But as for things like scouting, I ain't going to fucking bother. What am I going to put in? Four goblins? What's that? What are they? Half a point each? Fuck that. 2 points? What's the point of 2 points of scout?
Not much.
So I just said no.
Accepting no.
I don't even bother rolling, mate, unless you've got the same as me. Because what am I trying to do with scouting? What
again, it's less relevant when there's no scenario as well, like the scouting role. Like in meeting engagement scenario, you want a good scouting role. You want
that. You can't always have it.
No.
With ogres, what would you put into scouting?
Well, no, but like I say, like if you put nothing into it, then if you were playing, I'd recommend that you would still put the nobblers in there. If you were playing scenarios, because at least you could dominate some ground with them, and then
dominate some ground. That means they're exposed. Yeah, that means they're probably 30 centimeters away from them.
Two moves.
No, I think they're all dead. No. Well,
bit of a problem for you.
But, so well, I mean, I'm scared for you even putting your goblins in.
Nah, I got a roll. I know what I'm doing. My seven characters will enjoy pushing my army around.
My two characters.
Yeah, see.
Like, can't have everything.
As soon as you put a character into something, I'm going for it.
Only one character's ever going in.
Yeah, exactly. As soon as you do.
But the point is, if you play like Janna's played dwarves defensively, you don't need a lot of leadership.
No, you
ain't fucking doing anything.
Yeah.
You only need leadership.
Just smoking your pipe.
Just like, come on, Gandalf. Yeah. I ain't fucking moving, mate. I ain't moving.
Yeah.
With my two characters.
So, bigger picture stuff of this tournament is it's the first one that allows wood elves.
Oh.
Unless, I think we only know that Janus is bringing a wood elf army.
Yeah, but you don't know what other people are bringing.
Well, that's the thing. I want there to be a lot of wood elf armies.
Yeah, but I don't even think. I think there are multiple builds as well.
If Janus turns up, kicks ass with a wood elf army.
Kicks ass with fucking.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It doesn't say anything because, oh, great, a really good player played an army and they did well.
Player played a tier 1 army and won.
Well done. That doesn't prove or disprove anything.
I've seen more players like shit armies and win.
Can I eat this orange?
Yeah, of course not. Shit armies. It's like a fucking orangutan in the house.
So,
he just sits there eating fruit all day. Well, he didn't even ask about the last story. What do you mean this
story? So one's
a
given.
I'll just get you a bucket of fruit.
Mate, I'm happy. I was called a fruit bat as a kid.
Fruit bat. Brilliant. Right, so expectations. So Janice is playing wood elves. Expectations. Who's running it? Jim. Oh, you get all kinds of shenanigans. You're up to the big boy table now as well.
Huh?
With your big boy.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have this really weird seeding system.
Oh, yeah.
You get seeded into the top half, like pot A or pot B, based on previous results.
Yeah.
And because Paul, like the first couple of times he went, got
smashed.
He's been in the
bottom half for ages.
But now he's got grown into the big half.
Now I'll get smashed again.
So that means now your first match will be against people like Janus and.
I'll enjoy it. Yeah, like, I mean, what can I realistically expect with an Orc and Goblin army? If I get
2-1.
2-1 to me.
2-1.
Probably 2-1 against. But
2-1 will be good.
If I get the win with an Orc and Goblin list against somebody, that'll be good. Because me and you in our Orc Challenge, we're yet to win a competitive game.
It's so hard to win with Orcs.
But these are competitive games, aren't they? So if I can pull off a win with Orc and Goblins, then I'll be like, it can be done.
It just depends who you play. If you
you've
got your get-offs,
right.
But you've got no way of closing the ground quickly because you are shit.
Yeah.
So there's no three orders going off here. You're not dark.
Maybe three orders across the whole army.
So you're foot slugging across, and if you're fighting a defensive army, they're just going to pick you apart.
We'll see.
And then you're going to get charged. You're not going to be doing the one charging. You're going to be the one being charged.
But what I will do is I will stick the Wyvern into the Black Orc. They'll be my point guys. I don't want them to be shot. But they'll be the things that are going to take charges. There's this Black Orc unit with a Wyvern in it. Be like, that's what you're going to charge. Initially,
you mean my softest.
Yeah, it's your softest. But against you, I don't know, you'd be a hard matchup for me.
Your best stuff is my shit.
Yeah,
his
stuff is my worst. Oh, no. I'm not sure what I would do against you. But never mind.
Numbers.
I don't fancy your Wolf Riders against Rhino.
What I will have is I'll have 7 failed orders a turn, and I'll push my army forward.
10 centimeters a turn.
Yeah, exactly.
5 for the.
One of the Goblin Shamans is going to be all is going to be the troll leader, and he'll be like forward trolls. So I'm hoping for 2 wins, but I'm probably going to get 1, and that will be the thing. That will be like. Orcs Goblins 1. What's yours?
That's the same. I can't have any.
So you're hoping for 2 wins?
Yeah, I'll do well to get 2 wins.
So, but you probably get 1.
I think I don't think there's draws, which is something I'm going to have to use. Because again, another vagarism, is that a good word?
Yeah.
Of the system that they use. It's again, it favours defensive armies in that if the clock runs out, the other person just sits, gets the fucking loot out, and bends over the table. And I take unlimited turns. Yeah. Unlimited turns. I mean, how shit is that?
Yeah.
It's
hard finish. Like, if I run out of time, like, I will find out their time better. But if I run out of time, I'll just check you've won. Like, there's no point, like, then. It's a hard...
I've got 20 minutes, say, left of my time.
No, but, like, you've won. Yeah.
Because they don't use clock, do they?
I'm not sure. Like, we'll find out on the day. I mean, I will bring along the chess box if they're, like... I'll just bring them along.
Because I'm pretty sure they did use chess box, didn't they? There was something weird went on.
Yeah.
When the chess box ran out... The other person had to sit there and watch, because it happened in one of your games with you as vampires.
Yeah.
And the guy had to watch you do 20 minutes worth of attacks.
Yeah, it was silly.
He rolled to attack back.
So on the flip, if it's me that runs out of time, I'll just concede at that point. I'll be like, you won.
But that is exactly what happened. You could roll attacks back but you couldn't pursue.
No, I couldn't initiate. I couldn't take control of a fight.
Oh my fucking god, that's just miserable.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah, because I've got no time. So it, like,
so I could, like, literally just, like, I'll order these Rhinox. Like, I'll just keep taking turn after turn until I get the right position. Charge, you're dead.
Yeah.
Turn after turn.
And so, like, so I will take the view that if that's the same thing they're using, if I run out of time, I will just accept that I've lost.
But you don't see how difficult it is for an aggressive army.
Yeah, you have to get on and win the game in your time. This event favours the defensive army that can win big and not give away too much on the flip. So dwarves, basically, it favours dwarves. Dwarves are probably the strongest list you could take this kind of event, because they're like, we're going to sit here, we're going to plough cannons into you, we're not going to give away much, you know.
You're going to have to come to us.
Or it ends in a minor win to me or something like that.
Yeah, but then you get 2 defensive armies and literally nothing happens.
Oh, well, that is the problem. And that is why. But
the war's a game.
I'm saying all of this supports that our system is better.
Because there was a game 2 Autumn Triwizards ago where my game 3 didn't happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there literally was no game to have.
Yeah, something had to happen, yeah.
Because he stayed in the woods, I couldn't go in the woods, and literally he never going to come out, I could never go in, and it's like, we just shook hands.
Yeah, so
there's no point.
Exactly. And that shouldn't happen. Actually, the very least you should, when you go to an event, you should play.
You should
be able to play your games.
Yeah. You need a reason to make the game happen.
Exactly, and that's why you need to know it.
Yeah, well, I agree with you, sir, I agree with you.
I know.
And I'm not saying that I wouldn't necessarily build my ogre list to be defensive, but in this scenario, it is the only way I can build it. I believe in this tournament. So we will see what happens. Mega games, schmega games. We'll do that next time.
Okay.
I thoroughly expect what do they call it? Humble brag. As humble brag as Janus has been about is how shit he is with Wood Elves. I thoroughly expect Janus will win this event by a fucking country.
Go by a country by a Wood Elf mile. It's like, it'll be like that meme of that guy who takes a step, and then he gets 100 arrows. That's what it'll be like. That'll be the meme of the game.
Although I wouldn't surprise you in the slightest if he does like minimal wood elves and loads of trees.
It's the tree army.
Loads of fucking trees.
Yeah.
We will see.
I hope you get drawn against him.
I'll just sit at the back. You'll have to bring the trees to me. I'm not coming to you, you bastard.
You bastard.
Hey, man. You seen those 10mm ogres, man? I gotta get me some of those sweet-ass 10mm ogres, man. I could brother up, man. I'm jonesing.
Good touch. jibber jabber fool, and get yourself to blackgateminiatures.com. That's blackgateminiatures.com.
Okay, we've got another reader's question.
Yes,
from Mr. Grey Wolf.
Grey Wolf, we're using our made-up name.
I'm Spider-Man.
Dr. Strange.
Yeah. Evening, chaps. I've just got a couple of questions regarding army list building. I've been listening to your podcast and have been on the Warmaster GW and Warmaster Down Under Facebook pages. Never looked at the Warmaster Down Under one. I'm getting so mixed messages on what to take my Wood Elf army and my son's Chaos army.
I'm with your son on his Chaos.
I am on a budget and will be buying the minis from Eureka.
You're lucky, because you're in Australia. Eureka's good for you.
For Chaos, I have some saying 6 units of chariots, some saying get max Chaos warriors, and then some tell me to add in Dragon Ogres.
That just goes to show how good Chaos are.
Yeah, for the Wood Elf list, currently no one has commented on my list. Sorry for the wall of text. It's been quite a few years since I've played Warmaster, and the meta has changed a lot. Okay.
So the first thing to say, is this all revolution-based?
Yes, it has to. Well, we're assuming it is.
So, if you want an old hammer, old Warmaster, whatever it's called, this is not for you, this stuff. But, we'll talk about Chaos, because I don't really want to talk about Wood Elves any more than just whatever fucking godforsaken list Janice ends up using at the weekend, which we'll tell you about in the next episode. It's probably as near to as broken as balls.
So probably we'll leave the Wood Elf list to what Janice used.
Because whatever broken shit he comes up with,
because like obviously we'll take a photograph of it or something, we'll note it down, and we'll be like, this is what the man used. But to be the man, imitate the man.
Because how Janus works is he finds
a loophole.
Yeah, he finds whatever's best, bang for points.
Well, points, and he exploits it.
Yeah, so he's
like you on steroids.
Yeah, so I'm sure he'll find an exploit in the Wood Elf.
Yep.
I'm expecting it to be around trees, as we've said, rather than Wood Elves themselves, because shooting deliberately is underpowered, and the only time it wasn't underpowered was in the original Wood Elf list, where there was all kinds of crazy shit.
Oh my god.
There was rendings, fucking everything hitting on 3-0s, and it's like, oh man. The Chaos Warriors are getting like pinged through the eye slots.
So we'll leave the Wood Elves. Now, to your Chaos thing. Well, 6 chariots is a nice idea. I mean, how much money you got?
I've got 6 chariots and 6... from Eureka.
Oh, right, okay. So he's... Chariots are very good, yes. You could build a very good Chaos army with a lot of chariots in it.
I think I'd rather have 6 chariots than... You wouldn't even get 3 Chaos Knights for that.
No, you would not.
Because Chaos Knights are unbelievably pointed. Yes. Like 200 points a pop.
And then, as returns to Chaos Warriors, you're gonna... It's 2-1, isn't it? Is it one apiece in Chaos Armies?
I think it's one apiece. That's already 600 500.
You have to bring 2 units and 2 Marauders, which makes a quite heavy brigade if you put them all together. If you decide to make it the heaviest brigade you could possibly make, which is taking, I'd say, 4 units of Chaos Warriors.
506, that's more than a quarter of your army.
And that will take some breaking, that brigade. Like 4 units of Chaos Warriors, that can win games by itself. That would beat your... So if you're playing... That's your son's Chaos army, his 4 units of Chaos Warriors will beat your Wood Elf army, probably.
Well, the only thing that they struggle against are things like cannons, where the armor's irrelevant.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You die as easily as everything else.
So I would say, get 6 units of Chariots if you want, and I'd say take 4 units of Chaos Warriors.
I'd probably have a more mixed approach.
But that's it depends on what you are. I mean, Chaos is a lovely army in the sense that you can't have all the options in one list.
You need to have some flyers. Yes. So you're going to have at least 1 unit of flyers.
Yeah, because as you play the game, you'll realise why you need those flyers.
You need the dogs. Yeah. Because even though they've been appointed, you need the dogs.
You need dogs.
And then... I'm not a big fan of Marauder Wars. The only thing
I'd leave out is... It's probably Marauder Horse and probably...
Again, those 5 up horse,
probably Trolls, because they don't seem wrong in...
They don't really need them either.
They don't need them. Like, Trolls and Ogres, there's no, like, readers for them in a Chaos Army. You've got Chaos Warriors.
Yeah, you've got Chaos Warriors Unlimited of those bastards.
Yeah, just take them instead. Yep.
So you need to build... You talk about Dragon Ogres, and Dragon Ogres are really good, but you really don't need any more punch.
No.
Spawn are good.
I mean, I'd get a unit of Dragon Ogres for the interest, but you'd never take 2. And Spawn are surprisingly good. Like, if you want to buff that, Chaos Warrior even more, oh my god, you put Spawn on the flanks of it.
I put it in the middle.
But why not? Yeah.
Messes up all the charges.
Yeah, all to your favour. Yeah, yeah.
So put 2 units of Chaos Warriors in column, yeah, then a spawn in the middle, yeah, and then two more. And that is expensive. Yeah. You're getting towards 700 points.
Yes, but it will beat what it fights.
Yeah. Like, maybe some, a couple of knights, a couple of chariots, mm-hmm, a harpy, some, yeah, dogs. You're probably almost done there.
Yeah, pretty much.
By the time you've got
so
the characters.
So that answers half your question, and we'll address the other half in part two.
Well, there's that. I could tell you what I'd take, which is not the shooting stuff, generally,
yeah,
and
yeah,
what
but
else.
Yeah, but we'll rattle off a list.
Yeah, I'll tell you what Jan has used, yeah, next week. Or
and the other question, the other thing we have communication is from Justin as well.
Jesus Christ.
It was like, it was about, you know, I said out loud, what should Barry make as a company next? Jared says, sorry, Justin says, oh, what else?
Oh, no
reason.
Is
there's no official range, decent alternatives.
Anything
to get all troop types.
Yeah.
Elves are in every fantasy setting.
Except for mine.
They're compatible with any other 10mm system out there. In addition, they would be cross compatible with Battle of the Five Armies. All good points.
That's a good
the best
point.
Reason, though, home is the thought of Barry casting thousands of little wood elves, his most favourite army. Rumours of resin casting, perfect to create living tree amateurs. With faces and reaching limbs for those lovely free woods, a great way for Blackgate to expand their range beyond the armies of the old world.
That's fantastic, Justin. I love the thought.
Yeah.
The level of detail. It's, yeah, fantastic. I look forward to seeing. Justin always uses orcs, every time I've seen him, he's used orcs. Mm. He's really nicely painted orcs, and he has about as much success as I expect you having with his orcs. Just cursing the fact he can never command anything. I'm not sure I could stomach doing fucking whatever. So
they would sell.
I'm not sure they would. They're all turning out there, but there's not the whole range out there, right.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, yes, it is a difficult army to do at the moment.
Well, you'd have to use Eureka for most,
yeah,
of it, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right, thanks for that. So we're going to... I think that's near the end of this.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, okay.
So you can contact us on the Warmaster Facebook page or at warmaster.podcast@googlemail.com, and feel free to keep sending stuff in. I mean, it's good to be able to talk,
yeah,
about stuff. Good to be able to interact.
It's good.
To
and we, as for events, the next event is obviously what we're doing on
Saturday.
And the event after that is BonesCon in February. Tickets available. That I'm running that event. 16 players at the moment. 6 have sold, I think. So that once they're gone, they're gone. Yeah, buy a ticket and play in that if you want.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you can also get me on Twitter @KingNerdUK.
Yeah.
If you do Twitter, I prefer Twitter to Facebook.
The sales for the sales for BonesCon Warmaster tickets will go up once this event is done, because obviously that'll be I'll be mentioning it, and when it's the next event, that will start getting people will start buying tickets.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that was Warmaster Podcast episode 105 with Paul and Barry.
Thanks so much.
Good night.
Would you like to know more?